Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea is reported to be deploying additional weapons near its flashpoint border with the South as Pyongyang's deadline approaches today for Seoul to stop propaganda broadcasts near the border. The North's deputy UN ambassador, Ahm Yong-hoon.
If South Korea does not respond to our ultimatum, our military counteraction will be inevitable, and that counteraction will be very strong.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un placed his military forces on high alert Friday and declared frontline areas to be in a quasi-state of war. U.S. officials say the number two leader of the Islamic State group, known as Qaji Mutaz, has been killed in a drone strike in Iraq. Happened in an airstrike on August the 18th while traveling near the Iraqi city of Mosul, which fell to IS hands last year. This is not the first time that he's been reported dead. His death was also reported by the Pentagon late last year, but an official said Friday it appears the U.S. had wrong identification at the time. A gunman opened fire on a train traveling from Amsterdam to Paris Friday, wounding three people before being overpowered by passengers, including two American servicemen. French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve said the suspect was arrested at a railway station in the northern French town of Arras. Police are identifying the man as 26-year-old Moroccan origin, had an automatic weapon, they say, and a knife. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon travels to Nigeria tomorrow to meet with the country's new president, Muhammadu Buhari, and to commemorate the anniversary of the deadly attack on the UN's building in Abuja. This is VOA News. Crucial meeting of Afghan Taliban leaders and scholars has been in session for days now at an undisclosed location. The goal, to resolve internal rifts over succession that have been engulfing the insurgent group since it revealed late last month that its leader, Supreme Leader Mullah Omar, had been dead for 2 years. Mullah Omar's successor, Mullah Akhtar Mansour, is trying to secure his position against rivals who include family members of the deceased leader and other senior Taliban commanders. Worries about slowing economic growth in a number of regions of the world shook investors and sparked a global sell-off on Friday at issue the economies in China and in Greece. VOA economic correspondent Jim Randall.
And a frightened, worried investor becomes a cautious investor. They take their money out of stocks. They stop making investments. And investment is what drives the economy. If people aren't buying things, if they're not investing in things, then demand for goods and services declines and the economy slows down. That's what we're seeing on the stock market. People are less willing to buy a stock. A stock is a piece of a company. If you don't think that company is going to prosper and return profit to you, then you're not going to buy it. You're not going to hold it. You may sell it. All of those things push stock prices down.
VOA's Jim Randall. Major U.S. stock indexes down by 3% or more on Friday's close. Europe fell around 3%. Key Asian indexes were off sharply. The leading Republican candidate for U.S. President, Donald Trump, held a rally in the state of Alabama late Friday, attended by thousands. VOA's Lotte Sohok reports it was not that long ago few believed a Trump candidacy would last.
Millions of Americans on opposite sides of the political spectrum have expressed discontent with politics as usual. And they seem to think that few of the latest crop of presidential hopefuls can offer anything more than that. Real estate mogul Donald Trump has used people's discontent to his advantage.
There's a tremendous movement going on. And it's not about me, it's what I'm saying, it's the message.
Some political analysts have ridiculed Trump's hopes of becoming the Republican Party's nominee because of his tactless remarks and brash manner, as well as his lack of a clear political program. But opinion polls show him far ahead of the other candidates in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
Two women made history on Friday here in the U.S. as the first female soldiers to graduate from the Army's Elite Rangers School. Rangers make up only about 3% of the active duty force of the U.S. Army.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and conversation with the music makers. It's time for another hour of Jazz America to begin here on VOA 1. This is Russ Davis, your host, and we're returning to Newport. The grandfather of all jazz festivals began 61 years ago in Newport, Rhode Island. The Newport Jazz Festival happened again this year, and I was there for a wonderful day of music and conversation. I'll give you a couple of episodes of Jazz America that include conversation with various artists I had a chance to see and speak to there. And on this edition, the theme is New Voices, New Faces in Jazz. And during this hour, we'll have a chance to speak to pianist Aaron Deal and vocalist Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. So get ready for that. But let's go back in history now and enjoy some music that gives us the beginnings of jazz in New Orleans, Louisiana. Many people think that when European melodies and song structure came together with African melodies, instrumentation, and rhythm, jazz was born in Congo Square, the specific place in New Orleans, Louisiana, where people gathered in the out-of-doors and made music. What music they made. Before there was jazz, there was the blues. And here's a taste. With Louis Armstrong and his Hot Five, recorded in 1926, the song Gut Bucket Blues.
Oh, play that thing, Mr. Cynthia Lord. You know you can do it. Everybody from your knees can really do that thing. Hey, hey.
Oh, that certainly is good.
New York-based soprano saxophonist and composer and bandleader Rob Reddy. I've never played his music for you before. Happy to give you his latest work entitled Bechet, Our Contemporary, and a song entitled Up South in honor of the great man from New Orleans and one of the original jazz innovators, Sidney Bechet. Hope you enjoyed that here on VOA's Jazz America. We have a little bit of an homage to New Orleans and the traditions of jazz going on right now here on VOA's Jazz America. And let's continue that now with a return to the Newport Jazz Festival. Backstage to talk to one of the sensations of jazz vocalizing today, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant. We'll follow our conversation with music from her latest release, her second release, For One to Love. Backstage at Newport, it's you got to get it when you can get it, and we're just we're getting some quick thoughts from Cecile. And I have just caught Cecile McLaurin-Salvant coming off the stage after a beautiful set. You look none worse for the wear. You look like it didn't even take any effort. You were effortless and just beautiful up there. Give me some thoughts about playing Newport.
It's great fun. Of course, Newport is such an iconic festival, and I'm just glad that they had us back. We had such a great time last year, and to be back so soon is a privilege. I feel happy, very happy.
You know, you just got your new record. Just beautiful, beautiful, heartfelt stuff. How do you feel about all this work that's been coming out and the overnight sensation, which I'm sure took a few years to put together? You really are a sensation. You got to know that's true.
Thank you. I don't necessarily know that that's true, but thank you for saying it. I feel really lucky and happy. And
you are so locked into the relationship between men and women, or those that are having a romantic situation going on. I really love the song What's the Matter Now from this new record, because it just seems to really touch the tradition, you know, the old New Orleans feel. And then you did a Fats Waller song here, so you've got one foot in the past and one foot stepping off in the future. You're giving everyone your own personal soul. Is that kind of a pretty good picture of what you got going on, you think?
Well, that's what I try to do, so thank you. Thanks very much.
Well, I'm going to let you go and do your thing. I know you've got lots of folks who want to see you, and it's only true if somebody else says it from as an observer, outside observer. You are a sensation. You've touched something. People have heard something, sensed your spirit. It's happening. So I'm just going to suggest you just enjoy it, because it is true.
Thank you very much. You're very kind. I appreciate it.
We can't get along somehow. I want some of that honey from that sweet honeycomb. Tell me what's the matter now. Daddy, tell me what's the matter now.
Without a doubt, one of the terrific new voices in jazz, Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, with a song that harkens back to the original jazz explosion in New Orleans. What's the Matter Now? From her latest release, her second, For One to Love. Now, here are more of the new young voices in jazz, bringing the music up to date in the 21st century. It's a group of artists that recorded under the name Revive Music. The CD title, Supreme Sonacy Volume 1, a collection of songs written by some of the young artists, as well as a remake of some classics. In this case, it's Lee Morgan's song, The Procrastinator, with the work of established young artists like Maurice Brown on trumpet, Ben Williams on bass, Jaleel Shaw on sax, Chris Bowers on piano, and others. Here's The Procrastinator from Supreme Sonacy Volume 1 on Jazz America from VOA 1.
It's inspiring to hear the young artists of the day carry the music forward in the 21st century, keep jazz progressing, evolving, and alive, and that's certainly a taste of exactly what I'm talking about. From the new release, Supreme Sonacy Volume 1, a host of great musicians doing a Lee Morgan classic. We'll return to the Newport Jazz Festival and talk to a terrific young pianist, Aaron Deal, coming up. But first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, @ voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received from Tuwu Saraprosoho from Bandung, Indonesia, who wrote to say, "Hi, I listen to Jazz America on VOA News, relayed through KLCBS 100.4 FM Bandung. I really love your program, highlighting a very diverse spectrum of jazz, broadening my view. Anyway, I heard you have some materials or summary of the 100-year jazz development in America. Could I get a copy? Thank you very much. Warmest regards from Indonesia." And I sent it along to Tuwu, and he wrote back, "Thanks for the text, Russ. It's a great overview of how jazz moves from time to time. I really appreciate it. And also, I listened to your exciting report on the Newport Jazz Festival. Hope I can someday come there to feel the experience myself. Thanks again for bringing jazz to the world. Oh, it is my great pleasure. And I love to give you the new artists in jazz as well as the classics. And in the case of what you're just about to hear, speaking of jazz history, recorded and released in 1960 from the album Outward Bound, these guys were the young men in jazz at the time. We're talking about Eric Dolphy on bass clarinet, Freddie Hubbard on trumpet, Jackie Byard on piano, and Roy Haynes on the drums with their classic version of On Green Dolphin Street. Thank you. Another of the new young voices in jazz, fine singer and pianist, composer too, hearkening back to a classic sound on that latest release from him called Interlude. He is Jamie Cullum and the song entitled Walkin'. This is Russ Davis, and I hope you're enjoying our survey of some of the new faces and new voices in jazz. And, of course, we mix in the classic as well. Let's return to Newport, Rhode Island for one more conversation with young pianist Aaron Deal, who, since winning the American Pianist Association Cole Porter Fellowship Award a few years ago, has certainly made a name for himself as a solo artist, as well as working with Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, taking his trio and backing her up. But we're going to hear the second release from him, his latest release, Space-Time Continuum, after we speak with him here on VOA's Jazz America. Aaron, give me some thoughts about your brand new release. Congratulations, it's a brilliant follow-up to your first.
Thank you so much. I mean, it was a real privilege playing with two titans in jazz, masters of the jazz idiom, and one of them was Joe Temperley, and then the other Benny Golson.
Wow.
And I got a chance to work with them, write for them, and both of them, I mean, it was just, what can I say? I mean, these are two artists who were some of the founders of the language, so, you know, it's just a privilege.
And, you know, Benny Golson, I've met him and know him fairly well. What a sweet-hearted man.
An incredibly sweet-hearted man and a consummate professional. I remember when we were in a recording session for, I don't know, 6-7 hours, he stayed in the booth almost the entire time. And we asked him, Mr. Golson, you want to get some lunch? Are you hungry? Somebody said, no, I just want to get that. I want to perfect my part. I got to get this down. I mean, it was something to see that. And, you know, just see how hard of a worker he is, even at 87.
Well, Aaron, thank you so much. Congratulations again on your fantastic new release and a wonderful day here at Newport. It's really special playing here, isn't it?
Thank you, Russ. It's an honor. Thank you.
This is Jack DeJohnette, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on the Voice of America.
Not good.
To Curtis Fuller on Jazz America from VOA 1. the great trombonist from Detroit, Michigan, Curtis Fuller, the title cut from his album Down Home from 2010, preceded by the legendary percussionist Jack DeJohnette with Worldwide Funk from his album Hybrids, The Ripple Effect. Now, I played Curtis Fuller for you because he is from Detroit, and on the next edition of Jazz America, I'll give you a preview of the upcoming Detroit Jazz Festival. We'll talk to a number of the artists that'll be performing this year, including artist-in-residence Pat Metheny, who'll be performing in multiple shows in different settings. It's a trip to the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, for the Detroit Jazz Festival preview on the next Jazz America.